There, Language Arts Lady here with episode number 24 of 10 Minute Grammar. So I'm about to start a three-part series called My Three Big Tools and Tricks. And these episodes will contain instructions and encouragement in using my three big tools. Now, that said, there are freebies for these, so you don't have to buy them. And they will be available starting on March 10th. So we're still running the freebies right now that were Black History Month writing about Harriet Tubman. And so starting in March 10th, the rest of March will be these tools that I'm going to be teaching in these three different episodes. And so you can get those for free and use them with your students, or based on the episodes, maybe you can come up with your own interpretation of these tools. So the three tools that I'm going to be describing are my writing boxes, my sentence by sentence outlining, and how to complete the checklist challenge. All three of these big tools are big parts of beginning writing in all 50,100 books that I've written. And the ones that I'm going to be describing over these three episodes are going to be the how-tos of these three things. So while this type of writing, especially the sentence-by-sentence outlining and the checklist challenges, are in all books all throughout my series, how-tos are in a particular set of books called Writing Write for a Month, Tools and Tricks. So I'm going to be describing these three tools in detail and helping you learn how to use them, whether you use my free versions or my purchased versions or versions that you create yourself. They are all integral parts of learning how to write from grades one all the way up through high school. So the first one today is writing boxes. Now, because I know that it's difficult to visualize these boxes or like the sentence by sentence outlining or the checklist challenge in the upcoming episodes, I will have reels in my Instagram. They'll also be in the emails that you receive when you are subscribed to Language Arts Lady blog. They will be in the emails that accompany the episodes as well. So you'll have the visuals in front of you. So you can look at the visuals in Instagram and my reels, writing boxes, or you can get the freebies, or you will also get them via email. So be sure you're signed up at languageartsladyblog.com so that you A, get all the freebies, and B, you will have access to the emails and the pictures and so forth of these different protocols. All right, so beginning writing boxes, there are two levels of writing boxes. And writing boxes is just the name that my son and I gave to these when we created this protocol together. And he actually started this. He used to teach with us. Now he is a nurse, but he used to teach with us back. His first career was teaching. And so his first career was actually painting, then teaching, now nursing. And I walked into one of his classrooms and saw him doing these boxes, except they weren't boxes, they were just kind of spaces on the whiteboard with students where he would help them break down sentences to make a sentence more interesting and to learn the contents of the sentence, but how to write it in the student's own words. And I already had my sentence by sentence outlining. I already had my three piece of persuasion. I already had my color-coded research. I mean, I have so many different protocols and systems in all of my books. You probably saw it in the last reel called Writing Formats for Elementary Kids. Those are just some of the writing formats I use with the elementary kids. But he was doing this on the board. And I said, that would be so amazing if we could put that in a kind of a framework, a layout that students could follow and do it step by step by step on their own, not just with the teacher on the whiteboard. And that is how the writing boxes were born. And he was always the big idea person, and I was always the organizing person. So if you use any of my creative writing materials, they were usually the lessons themselves were written, created by Joshua. And then I laid it all out into a curriculum form because I've written so much curriculum and I'm the organizer. And so anyway, put that all together. So what we have now is the beginning writing boxes for like first, second, third grade, and then the advanced writing boxes for third, fourth, fifth grades. Now, I will say that these span between first and fifth grades, but I always have my junior high students, seventh, eighth, even sometimes ninth graders say to me, why don't we get to do writing boxes anymore? You know, my sister is doing the writing boxes on Peter Pan. Why can't we do writing boxes anymore? And, you know, I tell them they're too easy for them, you know, and they're beyond that. Now they need to write their own Peter Pan story or whatever. And they say, well, can we just do it for fun? Can you just give us some for fun to do? Or can you give us some for the summer to take home? So that is how enjoyable they are to most students. So I'm really, really thrilled about that. They get students to love writing immediately. All right, so the beginning. The beginning is a half page set of boxes. And what the writing boxes consist of primarily is a sentence. Every different page has a sentence. And so I'm going to walk you through this, then tell you how to create your own, okay, in case you don't want to use the freebie. All right, so each page starts with a sentence, and then it tells them to choose three important words in the sentence and highlight them. Then it tells them to write those, write synonyms for those words. So in the case of, let's just take Peter Pan, for example, because I have like, I don't know, maybe 15 of these writing boxes. Some are actually my new Black American contribution books. A Harriet Tubman one actually is in there. And so it might say, you know, Peter Pan swooped into the nursery and startled, oh my word, her name just left me, John, Michael, Wendy, and startled Wendy. And so they will choose three words. So they might choose three sets of words, Peter Pan, swooped, Wendy, or maybe they'll leave Peter Pan, swooped, nursery, Wendy. All right. And then underneath those words in the next box, they'll have those words listed, swooped, nursery, Wendy, and they will choose something for swooped, like, you know, flew or flit or whatever. And they can use thesauruses and they can use moms and dads. And then they do three synonyms for nursery and then three synonyms for Wendy, like the big sister or his new friend or whatever synonyms they choose. Then the next box, then they say, highlight the one you want. Then the next box, they rewrite the sentence with those substitute words. And so this is teaching them many things, right? It's teaching them, first of all, to dissect a sentence for comprehension. So figure out what that sentence means. Then it's teaching them that whenever you write from a source, you always find your own words for that source and rewrite whatever it is you're writing in your own words. And then it is also teaching them how to bring it together in your own words and write a sentence from it. And so that is the beginning writing boxes. So there are like, I don't know, six or eight little boxes on this half page with the instructions. And they do that over and over and over again for many sentences of a paragraph until they have all four sentences or five sentences for a paragraph finished. Okay, then the advanced writing boxes, which are in level two of my books, and they are third, fourth, fifth grade, although, like I said, I have sixth graders who love to do it too, and third graders who might need a lot of help. They do all of the steps I just described, and then they choose three words that they would like to describe better and highlight them. And then they write on the lines below descriptions that they could use. And, you know, they can use adverbs, they can use adjectives, but we don't really get into that detail yet. That's more in the checklist challenge. But at this point, they just describers. We just tell them describers. So if they have flit down into the nursery and then startled the oldest sister or whatever, they could choose flit. And how would they want to, you know, how would they want to describe flit? And so then they could say something like, I wouldn't if they says silently, I would probably say flitting kind of already tells us that they're silent and that he's silent in some ways. So you could say quickly, or you could say suddenly, or something like that. And then they list three describers for each one, and then they highlight the three they want, and then they write their sentence again with those describers in it. So their final sentence in the advanced writing boxes is much more advanced because it has all of the original components with their own words, though, their own, you know, main subject, their own verb, their own person or action or whatever. And then it also has their own describers. And it just works wonderfully because it is contained. It's contained. Like for the younger kids, it's a half a page of boxes. For the older kids, it's a full page of boxes. Each box has its own steps and its own lines and everything. So it's all very, very directed, keeping with my directed writing approach. And it's also very, very structured. And you know, kids really like that as opposed to write some sentences about Peter Pan and Wendy, right? You can see how much better this is. Plus they're already learning the basis of sentences that you have to have a subject, you have to have a verb, you know, you want, might want to put describers in. When you use a source, you use your own words. You don't use the words from the source and so forth. So, how my writing boxes are set up is that there are two or three paragraphs from a story usually. And like I said, there are tons of them. They're Peter Pan, Beauty and the Beast, Slinky Dog, Dumbo, oh my word, Beauty and the Beast, Peter Pan, Mowgli, Harriet Tubman, oh my word, Christmas, Frosty the Snowman. There are so many. There are at least a dozen. And so then, if you wanted to do this yourself, how I do it in the writing boxes is I take two paragraphs or three paragraphs of a story, and I make sure that it's at their writing level, their reading level, and their writing level, and then they take that first paragraph, and each page is a different sentence from it, and then they put it all together in one. So if you're just starting out and you want to do this, you could use a one paragraph story that is very contained and enclosed and, you know, has a beginning and an ending and has terminology and wording that is familiar to them, that is not just at the readability level, but also at the writability level. I talked about that in the last few episodes, about the frameworks for our various grade levels. And then you just take each sentence of that and do what I've just described with each sentence of that paragraph, and then you can help your student put those sentences together, and they have a new paragraph. So it is great for seeing that a paragraph is made up of sentences. It is great for seeing that words make up sentences, and then sentences make up paragraphs, and paragraphs make up stories, reports, and essays, one of my mantras that you may have heard me preach about before. So thank you very much for joining me in this first of three episodes of my three big writing tools and tricks. Next week, I'm going to be describing the sentence by sentence outlining format and how to, because what I really prefer is that every student start out in one of my tools and tricks books out of my Write for a Month books, that you choose a tools and tricks. You can choose a writing boxes for your younger kids. You can choose a tools and tricks book for your fifth graders and on up, sixth graders and on up. There are five levels of everything. And then you get through that 1 month of tools and tricks, teaching them but those three methods. And then you're ready to branch out and do any of the 70 books of the Write for a Month series. So thank you for joining me. I'll be back next week with more 10-Minute Grammar. Don't forget to subscribe at YouTube, iTunes, and Language Arts Lady blog. Thanks.